Big day tomorrow at St. Clair Tech. It is their annual open house, and the director of St. Clair Tech is with us right now, Pat Yannick. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
This always draws a ton of people, doesn't it?
It does, and we're hopeful that the weather this year is going to give us record numbers.
Yeah, well, that's right. The weather's always a little iffy this time of year. It's going to be cold, but other than that, you don't have any snow issues or ice or anything like that. Everybody should be able to come out and see what's new at Tech. So what is new at Tech?
Well, probably the biggest thing for people to see would be to talk to someone about our technical middle college programs. We've got programs that we started 2 years ago that allow students to attend SC4 in our middle college program while they're in high school through year 13 that align with our tech programs. So they're coming to Tech for half a day, and then as a senior, they start going to SC4 for half a day, and then year 13, they're there all day.
How's that been working out? Have you had a lot of students involved?
It's the interest is there. We've got over 100 students at this point, which is pretty significant. And we got students. This will be this spring will be the first year that we will have students graduating year 13. So yeah, we're pretty excited for them.
It works essentially the same way as Blue Water Middle College in that they can attend classes at Tech, as you said, while they're also taking classes at SC4.
Right. It's very similar. The main difference is that the students are allowed to stay in their high school. They don't have to change enrollment to the middle college.
Okay.
So it's just like they're attending Tech. It becomes part of their Tech program.
Mm-hmm.
And so the students stay in their district, the enrollment doesn't change, and they just go right through year 13. So
keeps these students busy, too,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Coding has become a big program, too, hasn't it?
It has, and some news, we have decided that for next fall, we're going to expand the size of it. We're going to add another teacher. Right now, we're full at 48, and with a significant waiting list. So by adding a teacher, we'll be able to double that to 96. So we're excited about that.
Where does that interest come from? I guess because these students are being introduced to coding so early in their education now.
Right. You know, the students and their parents are informed to the extent that they know that coding is just about everywhere.
Yeah.
For whatever career they're looking to go into. And so it's not so much that it's a standalone. It's that if you're going to go into engineering, if you're going to go into web page design, if you're going to go into software development or IT security,
mm-hmm.
Manufacturing, coding is there, and you can use those skills, transfer those skills into whatever career you're interested in.
I think there was a time when people used to look at the tech program and say, well, it's kind of an alternative to college. For those students that aren't going to go to college, they can get a good education at Tech and go work in the trades and make a decent living. Boy, I mean, this is a nice introduction to continuing education for a lot of these students, isn't it?
Right. So at Tech, the majority of our students do continue their education after high school. Most of them traditional pathways through mm-hmm. community college, but then some of them also through apprenticeship,
sure.
And on-the-job training, getting their industry credential so that they can advance in their career.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is getting these kids not just through high school, but then on to college and through college.
We like to try to connect them with their passion, find something that they can be passionate about, and launch a good long career.
Tech is for 11th and 12th grade students. So at what age or what grade should students start exploring Tech? Who are you expecting to come to the open house tomorrow?
Well, we send invitations to parents and students beginning in 8th grade.
Okay.
They certainly, you know, we have a lot of parents that bring their 10th grader, and then they've got a 5th or 6th grader that is there with them as well, and they're certainly welcome. I don't know that it's too early to come and see the programs, but mm-hmm. certainly 8th grade is a good opportunity to begin exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 10th graders are there to hopefully figure out which program that they're interested in for 11th grade.
Yeah, this is the time of year that they're starting to put their schedules together for next year. So what time is the open house? What goes on there?
So it starts at 5:30, okay. And it goes until 8 o'clock. We invite people to just It is literally an open house. You just feel free to roam about the building. We have refreshments there in a room set up so that people can, you know, get a cup of coffee or some cookies and sit and visit if they want to talk about what they've been seeing. But they can go through the program at their own pace. The teachers, all the staff are there, paraprofessionals. We have students in every program that are demonstrating what they do in the program. So students can talk to students, parents can talk to students, and to the teachers, ask questions. There are people in the hallways directing traffic and answering questions. If you see anyone with a school ID badge on, feel free to ask them for direction or ask questions.
There's a lot of different programs at Tech, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah, we've got 13 programs.
Wow.
Health careers, cosmetology, information technology, culinary, digital media, computer programming, welding, metal machining, robotics and engineering, automotive technology, collision repair, and construction trades.
Wow, that's impressive. An impressive list, and impressive that that you were able to just rattle that right off. That's it really is something for everybody, isn't there?
There really is. We try to have a broad array of programs so that regardless of the student interest, there's something that they can take that will help them explore careers and then ultimately lead to something that they want to do as for their career.
All right, 5:30 until when tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
5:30 till 8, the St. Clair Tech open house. I know you'll have a lot of people out there.
We hope so.
All right. Pat, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pat Yannick with us, the director of St. Clair Tech on WPHM's 20, past 7 o'clock now.